I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. You can talk about Donald Trump's Twitter war with Meryl Streep all you want, but the Russian hacking scandal that the FBI, the NSA, and the CIA have reported on is still out there. Today, a Kremlin spokesperson said allegations by U.S. intelligence agencies that Russia tried to hack the U.S. election amounted to a witch hunt, and he scoffed at what he said was a lack of evidence that Russian officials were directly involved. So could Russia have actually pulled this off? That's what I want to put to Mark Kramer. He's director of Cold War Studies at Harvard's Davis Center for Russian and Eurasian Studies. So, Mark, how new is it for Russian intelligence, if we are to believe the report, to try to shape events and not just observe them?
That's somewhat unusual in the sense that most of the time Russian intelligence focuses on intelligence gathering. That's true about almost every major intelligence service in the world. But there have been many occasions, including the Soviet Union, of which the current Russian intelligence services are direct successors. The Soviet Union on many occasions tried to influence U.S. politics and to even meddle in presidential elections. I can give quickly two specific examples of that. In 1968, the Soviet Union, Soviet ambassador in this case, Anatoly Dobrynin, was ordered by the Soviet Politburo to approach the Democratic candidate Hubert Humphrey about providing clandestine funding. Dobrynin did this, and Humphrey immediately turned it down. And then in 1976, when Henry Jackson, the hardline anti-communist senator from state of Washington, was running in the primary. He didn't go very far, but he won one primary. Mm. And there was a great deal of fear in the Kremlin that he would emerge as the Democratic nominee. And so there was an effort made to discredit him, a campaign of disinformation. Soviet KGB sent forged FBI letters to the newspapers in the United States claiming that Jackson was a homosexual, implying that he was therefore unfit to be president. That vicious campaign, unfortunately, is typical of several other types of activities that the Soviet intelligence services engaged in. So it's not unprecedented for intelligence services based in Russia to do this sort of thing.
Mark, has Russia in modern times tried to influence events in other countries?
Oh, sure. Other former Soviet republics. It used cyber warfare. The first major effort in cyber warfare by the Russian intelligence services came against a former Soviet republic, Estonia, which is now a member of NATO. That was in 2007. And cyber warfare has been used against Ukraine. It has been used against several other countries, including those that are seeking to oppose Russia's actions in Syria.
I got to say, if you look at the way Putin has handled foreign affairs for the last few years, it always seems he's a few steps ahead of his rivals. So tell us, is he a skilled chess player or simply an opportunist and gets lucky on occasion?
There have been missteps by Putin at times, but overall he has shown himself. He doesn't necessarily have an overly strong hand, but he's been very skillful in playing what he does have, particularly in keeping, as you say, a step ahead of a lot of Western governments, making them look pretty foolish and feckless.
So where do we go here with Putin and Trump?
Good question. Only Donald Trump knows that, and he probably doesn't. There's something unusual about him. I suspect there's more to it than is evident, certainly publicly. But I suspect we are going to see a significant effort on his part to improve relations with Russia. Up to a point, that would be desirable. But if it means acquiescing in Putin's agenda, to entrench authoritarianism in Russia and to impose it on Russia's neighbors, that would be extremely unfortunate and I hope will be opposed vigorously.
Watch this space, I guess. Watch this very big space. Mark Kramer of Harvard's Cold War Studies program. Thank you.
Thank you.